Hey, America.
Hi, guys.
We apologize.
Oh.
We messed up like usual.
Fuck.
We're going to have to split this episode in two parts because we just have way too many things that make us angry.
Yeah, do you know what?
But we learned something.
Yeah, the whole episode, you know, we're talking about things we hate. But you know what I don't hate? America.
Me either.
Good. So,
thanks for listening.
Just make sure, you know, guys, we're online. We're on all the things. I'm not going to advertise you. Just make sure you get both parts. And if you absolutely hate the idea of this, just name it next time at gmail.com and send your hate mail.
What'd we have? That was a good, what'd you have, like 15, 20? That's a lot
I'd
of
say,
things.
I'd say 20.
Angry. All right.
What do you got?
Mine's a little longer.
Do quick, send it to me. Send it to me real quick. I want to be able to follow along.
All right. Okay. Let me pop that over to you. Mine's just a hair longer.
Did you send it?
And yeah, it's over there. Just
I got an email.
Just to let America know.
What the?
Like I said, well,
fuck?
I said at the beginning. I said at the beginning. This was maybe a half hour total of thinking, and this was just like observing things around me. I wasn't really thinking hard. It was just like, oh, there's another thing that makes me mad. Let me put it on the list.
You hate as many things as Nintendo had Nintendos in the 90s. You have 64 hatreds.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah, one for every bit.
So, America, I don't mean to break the fourth wall, but damn it, I just spilled. We took a drink break, and I spilled the ice cream tray.
That's perfect.
Fucking hell. I spilled it because we had one ice cube left.
God, it's just so obvious.
I spilled the shit out of it. I didn't want to give away the fact that we have breaks sometimes. I mean, the magic.
Just in this one.
The magic is
there's
ruined.
A lot of hatred going through our veins. Mm-hmm. We gotta slow it down in this one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, like I said, mine's a little longer. Okay?
I've had some time to digest it.
I can't possibly explain all of these. So stop me if you want.
Can't
but I'm just going to pop them off here.
What?
Yeah. No, I'm just going to rapid fire them at you.
Del Monroe.
America needs these.
Believe in Stu.
I'm going to go ahead and say I don't hate that song.
Fuck
one
no.
One of the top songs of all time.
Yeah. Yeah. If anybody.
All right. Are you ready?
Let's just make a
ready?
Clarification. If anybody hates that song. Or that genre of the 90s. Just
stop listening.
Just stop.
God, we hate you. Yeah, add it to the list.
Maybe you
people
should move out of Indiana
like 90s rock.
And, you know, start appreciating the 90s pop scene.
If you don't love Sister Hazel,
fuck off.
Fuck you. Okay, here we go. Let me just throw some things that make me a little upset. I think I'm well grounded.
I thought I would be able to follow along, but just start doing
these
it.
These are all good. All right, here we go.
This is too much.
Let's see. People who ride their bikes on the road. Uncle Steve. People who say supposedly.
I mean.
People who. Okay, I got a lot of these. Did you find fault in one of those three that I just gave you?
No, just keep going.
The second one on the list was Uncle Steve, but I thought you knew.
I kind of knew.
Okay.
It makes sense.
How about this? People who say it's always in the last place you look. People
are you
who
working
act like
on your type five? Like, come on.
I hate that.
Mm-hmm. Do you know? Wait, you know.
People say that.
I wasn't sure where, because I asked you to send that your list to me.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't sure where it was, but you know what? It was actually in the last place I looked. It was in my email box.
Oh, it wasn't in the sixth place you looked of 10?
Well, I wasn't certain, you know. Actually, that wouldn't be that out of character for me to
continue looking. I made a list, so I finished it.
Keep going, goddammit.
How about this? People who act like they're meteorologists because they have a weather app on their phone.
Oh, you mean meteorologists?
People who say especially. People who don't use the goddamn cart corral. people who drive giant trucks that don't need giant trucks.
Mm-hmm.
loud chewing. There's a lot of mouth ones.
Just mouth stuff.
People who eat crunchy foods in obviously quiet places. People who crunch popcorn in the silence between movie previews. Those people should be kicked out of the movie and imprisoned. People who say, watch this part, or this part is so funny when you're watching a movie with them. We get it. You saw the movie already.
Your opinion does not have any weight on my
opinion. Okay. I was looking at the floor with my hands over my ears, but now I will start watching it. How about this? People who talk on the phone while ordering food.
Mm.
Used car salesmen. Smartphones. Loud swallowers.
Wait.
Okay.
I want you to tell America when you got your first smartphone.
April.
Of?
This year? Maybe 2016. I don't know.
Because
I wish I could give it
why
back.
Why did they do that? Why did you?
Because it became more expensive to keep my flip phone than it was to have a smartphone.
You fucking grandpa.
So they brought three smartphones out, and I just pointed at one and said, I'll have that one. Don't ask me what kind it is, because I'm not sure. I think it's LG. Wish I didn't have it. Hate it. Okay? Yeah, this list just says, I'm a caveman who hates mouth noises. That's basically 50 of 64 items.
Keep going. I'm sorry. Boy. I'm sorry.
Yep. Loud swallowers. That's different than loud chewers.
Is
just
it?
So you know. Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, God. That just made me so anxious. How about this? People who chew with their mouth open. I hate those people. People who are passive aggressive. I know that one's an easy one, but just say the shit.
You would say that.
People who, okay. People who earnestly try to have the soda versus pop discussion.
Oh, yes. Fuck. Seriously, fuck those people. The only people who are wrong in those discussions are the people who say Coke for either of those.
Yeah, because they're, yeah, but
because they
I'm
live
not
going to
have
South.
The discussion.
They live in Indiana.
Then I'll be one of those people. Fuck. Who cares? How about the
give
how
me
about
some bubbly
like,
sugar shit?
Those coffee mugs, bumper sticker, mm-hmm. home decor that say how important coffee is to the person. You know, like give me the coffee and no one gets hurt.
Don't
or
talk
we'll
to
work
me
for coffee
till I have my coffee.
Right.
Like
those
I'm sorry, you're a little bitch before you drink caffeine.
Well, yeah, and just like have something better to live for. You express one thing about yourself on the back of your car, and it is that you need coffee before you can speak to other humans.
Well, those are the same people who say, like, if they're really busy, I don't have time for this. Do you know how busy I am?
Yeah, coffee people.
Fucking people. I love coffee.
I like
coffee. I had
coffee
before this. I have to have coffee before this, but I don't fucking go off on people because I haven't had it. Except for Jake,
it's fine.
Lay
whatever.
Into him if he that's asked fine. Me to do this without coffee. I'm saying I don't have time for this podcast.
Okay, I don't care. I'm going to keep listing the things that make me angry because there's a lot.
Keep going.
And I want to tell everyone. How about guys who wear watches that are too big? At some point, it's a clock. Like, it's not. It's watches were meant to be convenient.
Can we streamline that to people who can try to convince you that they're wearing watches for anything other than fashion?
Yeah.
You have a cell phone.
You're
just
looking. You're looking
it.
At your phone for the time while wearing your watch. Yeah. I actually wear a watch for the purpose of telling time.
You come from
because I'm not used to having a smartphone. Anyway,
yeah.
How about this one? This is one of my all-timers.
All right.
People who pluralize nouns with apostrophes. Oh, my goodness. Go straight to prison. You're not allowed to vote.
Unless the word ends with an S, then it's appropriate.
Unless it's correctly done.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sometimes I will do it sometimes, but 99% of the time, yeah. You're absolutely right.
Crap.
Yeah, it's crap.
basically just grammar mistakes in general, but whatever. That's a big one for me.
And I'm the English guy. That's the funny thing.
Yeah, I know you are. I'm the rules guy.
I don't know how to read.
Like, rule, follow the rules. Car corrals. It's a rule. We live in a society of rules. We aren't savages.
Listen, right? I know car corrals. Don't. America, I know car corrals. I used to write for car corrals.
Right.
You can't see my work anymore because I destroyed it, but write to at Kroger on Twitter and say Uncle Steve was robbed.
Uncle Steve was robbed of his fame.
Yeah.
How about bro country? Just as a genre.
Wait. Oh, okay.
Do you know bro country?
No,
like,
because
where you talk about how you drive a truck into a cornfield and put the tailgate down and drink Crown out of Dixie cups.
Listen,
and have a party with a girl who's got short shorts and tan legs.
Listen,
no,
you're saying you're calling
that
that bro country, but most of America would just call that country.
No, hey, there's good country out there.
I know there is.
There's good,
I like,
country music.
There's some good indie
bro country.
Country
is
I'm
different.
A big bluegrass fan.
Even popular country, there's good country music out there.
There is.
But bro country, where they're just pandering. They're just saying, literally listing things that are popular in country songs.
I will say,
and then
though,
talking about getting,
we need
drunk.
You know what we need to talk about right now?
What?
And it's connected to that. But your favorite.
Just tell me what you need to talk about.
Zac Brown Band.
Yes, that's good country music.
Yeah, except for that one bridge of that,
yeah,
one song.
Okay. Yeah, they throw in the America Bridge to Chicken Fried.
That is,
but that's
one
how
of
they got
the
popular,
because most,
that's what you have to do to get popular in country music, is talk about stupid stuff that you don't care about, like driving down a road with the windows down, going to a riverside. And
so who are you now? Here's my question: is who are you to judge the people who are doing bro country, the new artists who are using that trying to establish themselves so that they can break out like Zac Brown and do whatever
they
want?
No, it's not the people trying to establish themselves. It's the people whose entire existence is just having people write bro country songs.
I'm just
for them
saying,
and then auto-tuning their voice.
I'm just
they
saying,
no,
you might be jumping
whatsoever
on the train a little early.
No. Listen to Zac Brown. That's real music. Moving on. Speaking of things that aren't real music, R.E.M. Hate them. Hate it. I don't want to talk about it.
You
just hate
killed
it.
Our
I'm
Georgia
not going to tell
crowd
you why.
Atlanta,
I just hate
hates
it.
They're from Atlanta, right?
Okay, well.
That's right.
I don't know. I don't
Can
care.
I tell you
hate
something? Em. Can I tell you something I've never told you before?
I hate you so.
No.
Fucking.
After that,
okay.
Probably shouldn't.
Cool mouth
it
noise.
I don't hate R.E.M.
Most of the things on this list,
I don't hate
are
R.E.M.
Uncle Steve, by the
I
way.
Don't.
Okay, I don't care. I hate him so much.
I,
and I don't know why.
I dislike their popular songs,
why,
but they're not. They got. Okay. They have some good harmonies and good melodies. I don't know.
Whatever. Don't care. Hate
Listen,
him.
Atlanta. Atlanta, just wherever they're from. Please don't hate us.
How about this? People who drive too slow and people who drive too fast. Hate them both.
You're just waiting for the automated
and that's
driving.
Not relative. That's not relative to the speed limit. That's relative to how fast I want to go.
You don't want your cruise killed. You want the cruise control locked.
Right. Don't kill
no
my cruise.
No braking. See, no,
okay,
no, no, no. Is, so something, I just want a PSA for Chicago. Listen, people, the shoulder is not a lane you can drive in. So,
okay. Add it to the list. People drive in the shoulder.
Listen, fuck you if you drive in the shoulder.
how about, okay.
Go on.
How about, okay, this one's more me than you.
Mm-hmm.
People who don't know anything about football that sit behind you at a football game and talk about how the professional football coaches don't know what they're doing. moving on. Everyone hates that.
No, we,
unless you
I,
are
we get
one
that
of those people.
We're both
in
hockey
which case,
fans.
I hate you.
And I think we get you get that too.
Yeah, you're right though. That guy who's dedicated his life to learning the sport, yeah, and makes millions of dollars because he's really good at coaching it.
Why'd that running back just jump doing on top of the pile?
Pass it.
Listen,
pass the ball.
I thought that way when I was in second grade. So
yeah.
I don't watch football and I get angry at that. So
here's
agreed
a caveman example. People who act, this is just,
yep.
People who act like they can tell if a wine is good or not, you can't tell. I don't think sommeliers can tell
no
if a wine is good or not.
Do you want to
just drink the wine? It's all the same.
Do you want a good movie that'll make you angry? Som on Netflix. It's a bunch of people like practicing for, you have to take a test to be a sommelier. And it is just so much bullshit.
There's so many studies done about how they cannot tell. Everything is just suggestive. Oh, I read the bottle and it said it's oaky and nutty. So I'm going to say it's oaky and nutty. Crap.
Just drink whatever the hell you want. It doesn't matter.
Yes.
I do.
You can't tell the difference.
You do what Uncle Steve does and just get the coolest label. That's not stupid expensive because you're going to finish it that night because you're not saving it.
Come on. And you can't tell the difference because no one can. Okay. the Lifetime Network and TLC, the network, not the.
Yeah. We already pimped out 90s pop. So I feel like America should
TLC,
know.
TLC, the channel that is basically the modern day equivalent of a freak show. And that makes me so angry, but I'm not going to
go Jason Waterfalls.
That's good. TLC television, bad.
Apparently, there's a significant portion of the population who thinks Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls, it was Don't Go Jason Waterfalls. Like a person, okay, like, don't go!
Don't go, Jason!
Please don't! Which is pretty fantastic.
How about this? Okay, this is similar to the wine one.
Okay.
Okay, because this one makes me mad.
Yeah.
People who act like they don't like light beer and pop music. I know those two things are unrelated, but those are two things that people act like they don't like. Yes, you do. Just let yourself enjoy it. Pop music just is like catchy, and light beer tastes good when you drink seven of them.
I already
just
pimped
enjoy
out
it.
Old Milwaukee. That's my fave.
Yes, just enjoy it.
It is cheap.
Stop acting like, oh, I need craft beer all the time. No, you don't.
It's like drinking a Diet Coke. Just enjoy what you got.
Yes, Miller Lite is famous because it tastes good. Just enjoy it. You're allowed to like fancy beer, too.
And listen, I know you don't. You're going to hate me for saying this, but I like the song Trouble.
I'm telling you, you're allowed to like pop music. It's catchy. That's why it's popular. Ugh. Okay.
Especially with the goat. The goat screaming.
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious.
How about people that still say like too much? Like that was cool. Ooh. 20 years ago maybe.
I'm trying 15? To think if I say that too much.
No, you don't.
Like I don't know if I like
men who spend more than 30 seconds on their hair in a day. Sorry if you're one of those men. But I hate you.
I hate you. I spend a minute.
Rolled up jean cuffs? What the hell is that? Are you expecting a flood?
I feel
why
like you're attacking
anyone
me right
doing
now.
Do you roll up your jean cuffs?
Not now, but I have in
buy
the past.
Shorter pants. Or wear galoshes.
And I've spent more than 30 seconds on my hair because if I don't, okay, I look like I'm in the fucking Beatles or like I drive ATVs for a living.
Tell me if you see this, okay, in your world. By the way, that's the halfway point of my list.
Can we wait, I'm with you, but let's take 10 seconds to let America digest this. This is a shit ton of this is unloading.
Yeah, well, I thought about it for a half hour.
Listen, I thought I was a miserable fuck, but
you
have a child and this is so much hatred. I feel
he's
like
he's not on there.
What?
He's not on the list.
Well, yeah.
I love him.
He's amazing, but
I just hate all these people. Oh, boy. There's some good ones still coming.
Boy, oh.
Okay, this one, honestly, if you are one of these people, just stop. So how about grown-ass adults who post vague, depressing things on social media, like, I don't know, like, some days are just too tough. And they just really want you to comment and ask about them for attention. Like, you're a grown-up. Grow up.
Yeah.
God.
No, I agree.
We're not 13. That's all I'm going to say about that. If you're one of those people...
If you don't, by the age...
Just stop.
By the age of 30, if you don't have an emotional safety net to, like, text about that, Come on.
If you still need that much attention from your acquaintances from 30 years ago in high school, God.
They don't care.
All right. Same vein as the last one.
Yep.
Couples who post things on social media about each other being great. Like, you're sitting right next to that person. And I bet those people aren't saying those things to the person they're saying them about. They just want everyone else to see it. I hate social media. I hate the internet.
I know you do.
I hate phones. Anyway.
You're a caveman.
That makes me angry. People who don't take care of their yard. Pisses me off.
Oh, I didn't know
this. If only there was a place you could live where you didn't have to take care of a yard. Huh. It's called an apartment. If you don't want to take care of your yard,
apartment.
Move to an apartment.
Oh, yeah. I hate yard work so much.
Or pay someone to take care of your yard for you because you're not a real man.
If you can afford a house, you probably can just throw down the 60 bucks a month that it costs to...
I can't. okay. You're going to disagree with me on the next one, I think.
I don't know.
I don't remember. The Big Bang Theory, just in general.
Why would I disagree with you? That's the worst
I thought you liked that. Really, any show that has a laugh track that's on now, like it's 2017.
Oh, yeah, now.
If you have to tell me when to laugh, you're not funny. Okay, here's a big one. People who tell you about their dreams. No one gives a single shit how crazy your dream was last night.
Yeah. Unless you were in their dream, it doesn't matter. Because that could be a funny,
stupid.
You won't believe what you were doing in my dream. That's hilarious. No, but, you know, nobody gives a shit. Like, I guess this means the universe is telling me that I should do blood.
No.
Fuck off. Fuck off.
People who talk about how many steps they walk. Guess what? 10,000 steps, you didn't exercise. You walked. You would have walked that far anyway.
Listen, if you're under 50 and have a Fitbit, fuck off. That's all I'll say about that.
That's 90% of America, but
yeah.
okay. These are where they get really specific.
Oh, I'm sorry. They weren't really specific.
People who have the dog adoption bumper sticker that says who saved who or who rescued who.
I rescued my dog and I know who rescued who and I regret it.
I rescued the
little,
yes.
Little asshole.
I understand. Okay. Dog adoption can be good for some people. Right? Like, it can really help.
Oh, yeah.
People.
Having a pet is great.
But it did not help you, Mrs. Housewife, in your Escalade. It did not save you. People who argue about the fastest way to get to a place that everyone knows how to get to.
Oh, God. Yes.
Oh, well, it'd be 12 seconds faster if we took the 5 and then we turned on this boulevard. No one cares. We all know how to get there.
Fuck off. Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely.
Okay. People who say it's not that hot, it's really the humidity. Fuck. Yes, I know what humidity is.
If it's humid, that's implied.
That's the same person who just said muscle weighs more than fat, by the way. And it's always in the last place you will look. Those are all the same person.
I hate humidity. I hate humidity, and I won't say that. Like, I'll say, it's hot out.
We know it's humid. Who in this group didn't know it was humid?
Yeah. I get frustrated at myself even for saying it's so hot out. And I'm like, wait, why the fuck did I say that? Everyone knows that.
You can say that. Well, yeah.
And cold.
It's not like Arizona. That's a dry heat. I went to Arizona. That's a dry heat.
I went to Arizona and there's so many boats and driveways.
Oh, the desert?
Weird.
Oh, okay. okay. This one's a quickie. Small talk in general. Just hate it. Don't care.
So weather talk. That's a good follow-up.
You asked me how I'm doing. You don't care how I'm doing. I hate small talk.
You got
it. Let's talk about something interesting.
You're in a different world than I am. But
I'm comfortable in silence.
But at the same time, there's people in my office that it's just, we don't have anything in common. So it's just shitty weather, whatever. It's
silent.
If you're in an elevator with them. Otherwise, it's just, how's it going? Oh, it's good. Ah, good, good. And then you walk on your way. But if you're stuck in the elevator with them.
You can say hi to someone.
Oh, yeah. I say hi. How's it going?
I'm fine with speaking.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. And I agree. But at the same time, there's certain situations where there's certain people that you're like, how in God's name are they functioning in this company?
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Yeah.
I shill for the corporates. So listen.
I know you do. You're a stockbroker or something. I don't know.
Big time stock. That is not even close, but.
Yeah, you're a
business Someday
man.
You'll get what I do. Sometime
you're
you'll.
You're an ad man.
Sometime.
You're a madman.
I'm a madman.
Okay. mosquitoes?
Oh.
Just stop it. Just. Why?
I was out at a park today, and there was a mosquito on my leg biting me, and I was like, I thought it was, I kicked up dirt, and then it was already biting me. Although, America, hot take, I don't know if this is common knowledge, but to get rid of a mosquito bite, just heat up a spoon, not to the point where it will break skin, you know, like scalding hot, but, you know, run on hot water, and, put the hot spoon on whatever bug bite it is, and it'll break down the proteins. Less itchiness. Okay. It'll take care of it. I know that's not funny. It's not entertaining.
Thanks, Saturday morning.
Listen, I know it's not entertaining, but goddamn.
That's not entertaining.
But people need to know it.
I actually didn't know.
We're going to get subscribers. Yeah, hot spoon. It breaks down the proteins in the bite.
No, we're not.
And I don't even care that I'm not interested.
I've been the victim of this many times. I'm not saying I'm the funniest guy ever, because I'm not, but I've been the victim of this. And I imagine you've probably been the victim of this. People who hear a joke you told them under your breath and then repeat it as their own to the whole group.
Oh, that's the worst. That's absolutely, like any idea,
I don't
really
think I even need, we don't even need to explain.
No.
Like,
no.
You're an asshole.
Yeah.
Just fuck you.
Yeah. If we've made a joke that kind of is pulling from outside sources on this podcast, we've attributed it, you know.
Yeah, we
and
would.
If not, call us out on it, and we'll send you a mention, or we'll say fuck you, because
sure, whatever,
because no one listens to this.
When Dennis stab you with a fish hook for a half hour and then tell you you should have flossed more, bullshit. Hate that.
Oh,
moving on.
God.
Yeah. Okay, TV chefs that. TV chefs that pronounce Italian words with ridiculous Italian accents. Parmigiano Reggiano.
Ravioli. Like,
right. You didn't say taco like taco. Oh, I hate that. Oh, God. I hate that so much. A spaghetti.
What's that guy? Redheaded guy? What's
Bobby Flay?
No. What? No. The ponytail man with the beard.
Mario Batali.
Yeah. He's an asshole who doesn't pay his employees. Look it up, America.
Okay. Different story.
Look it up.
That was different than my thing. But
look it up. He does that kind of shit.
Okay. people who reach over the sneeze guard at Chipotle, and I'm gonna go ahead and give an exemption to Barack Obama. I've seen that picture. I feel like you earned it because you're the president.
You can do whatever you want.
But people who reach over the sneeze guard at Chipotle, it's there for
people
a reason.
Do that. I've
I can
never
see
seen
through
that.
It. Oh, I'll have that corn. Actually, that's a window. You can
just
fucking
say corn
through the window. God,
there's only
damn
one
it.
Thing with
oh,
corn.
Oh, is
in
that
it.
What the chicken was? I've only been serving it for 18 hours a day for the last 3 years. I didn't know where the chicken was. Thanks for pointing it out. people. Yep, people who act like they're good at poker because they saw it on ESPN twice.
Oh God!
Like, has somebody ever invited you over to play poker and they think they're like a freaking mastermind?
Oh Jesus!
Because they're
Listen,
God, just
anybody who wants to play poker with me, I don't mind playing poker, but I'm terrible. And
yeah,
that's because
and I don't fucking act like I'm good at it.
No.
Oh.
When I play poker, I just like being on every hand, you know? I don't want to just sit out and watch people play poker, because watching poker
like we're playing
is terrible.
We're playing for plastic chips. No one gives a
shit.
Yeah,
like, sorry, the buy-in was $5. Who gives a shit if
you're
you
a real
win?
Poker mastermind. That's why you got a D minus in algebra. People who take pictures of themselves and expect me to give a shit. I just don't care that you took a picture of yourself.
Oh, Lord Almighty, no. Can we add on to that the people who are taking pictures at concerts? Or at the zoo?
Oh, yes. Okay, that's a great one. People who video concerts.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is going to be so great in a year when I get to watch this concert. Or you could fucking watch it right now in front of your face.
The last show I was at like a 18,000 person arena and whatnot. And someone was live streaming it on Facebook. It's like the three people who might be friends with you don't care. Like, it's terrible. And the worst, so I was at the art museum. It's the same thing at the zoo, but we'll use the art museum. People taking pictures of every picture, like they'll take pictures of their,
yeah,
it's like, listen, listen,
God, there where else been... am I gonna find a picture of a tiger?
Like, yeah, like, listen, somebody has taken a better picture of those people in the park that's in
have yes, or, that's a great one too, Steve. Now Ferris we're getting Bueller's to the good stuff off.
Like, are you kidding me? Like, God, yes, it's a painting, just go see it. There's been better. Yeah, no, I'm
it's
right
a fucking
with
tiger
it. Yeah.
You can Google tiger and a good picture.
You can see
will
it in its natural habitat, not like caged off like 20 feet away.
Those are good ones.
Yeah.
Those are good
with
ones.
Other, yeah. Some kids, some assholes kid.
I like those like, better than your list. I added your
you
list
hate
to the end of my list. I had my Steve's list to the end of my list.
Because,
okay.
We're just going to edit that shit right out.
Yeah, edit it out.
We don't edit
that,
anything.
We'll
America,
get rid of that
don't
in post.
Act. We don't edit anything. This is live. This is live.
No, it's
so live.
That's why it's so crappy.
It's the illusion.
If we try to edit out the bad jokes, we'd get 20 seconds.
No, it's just editing out my mouth noises because Jake gets angry.
Okay. Yep, I do. People who say they didn't break a bone, just fractured it. It's the same thing. Look it up.
Is it though?
There is no. Yes, my mom is a nurse. She tells me all the time. It's the same thing. It's
that
the
said,
same thing.
That said, if you have a stress fracture or if you have a compound fracture, those are very
guess
different
what
things.
Your bone is fucking broken.
Yeah, but they hurt differently.
Yes.
Okay.
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 Compound
I'll make an
fractures
addendum.
And stress fractures are different. Have you ever heard of a compound break? No.
No.
They're the same thing. One is just slang for the other one.
I will okay, addendum to that, I will say the people who have the lesser break trying to make it sound like it's a greater break. Like if I
if you have
an a fracture, I'll be like, yeah, it's shitty. I'm just dealing with this.
Yeah.
But someone's like, my bone was out through my forearm.
Right. That's
they
different.
they deserve at least some attention.
No, it's the person that you see that's like, oh yeah, Tommy, he actually just fractured his arm. He didn't break it. Those are the people. Same
unless,
person as
if they added
that's the
at
same
the end,
as muscle weighs more than fat person.
If they ended at the
way.
End, if they said he fractured his arm or blah blah blah, so it's not a big deal. Like, okay, that's fine. Like, you know, they didn't hurt him as much.
No, it's people that think that break and fracture are different.
Yeah, no, I'm
okay?
with you.
There's
I'm
different kinds
you.
Of fractures.
That's some. Yeah, yeah. No, that. I get it. I get it.
Okay, this is a good one. people who put half marathon bumper stickers on hate that. Okay.
Any marathon.
Can I tell you why?
Yeah.
Okay. Should I congratulate you for doing half of a cool thing? Like, should I put a bumper sticker on my car that says, hey, I got halfway through college? Or like, I climbed halfway up Mount Kilimanjaro. It was pretty sweet.
Well, it's like the same people who have the OBX bumper sticker. It's like, why do I give a shit that you've been here?
Okay, yeah, that's a different one. Yeah, people who put destinations on.
I feel like that's a similar thing. Like, why would I care? Like, it's not an accomplishment. Fuck off.
Yeah, well, why don't you put 8.5 when you run that many miles?
I threw up after 7.
A marathon is a marathon.
Fuck you.
Yeah. How do I know you didn't go to try a marathon and then you just bitched out halfway through?
Listen, person who's behind me at White Castle, I don't care how long I've run. Just know that I've thrown up after 7 miles. You didn't run
like,
shit.
You did half of something cool. I don't care.
No, I agree.
I ran 13.1 miles. I used to weigh 250 pounds. I ran 13.1 miles a couple weeks ago on a Sunday night, like just for fun.
Yeah.
And then you know what I did, Steve? I just moved on living my life. I just went on.
You felt
living my
good
life
afterwards because you have enough confidence.
And I didn't
in
need
yourself.
To tell everyone on the highway that
no.
I did it.
Yeah,
I just,
no.
Whatever. Marathon is cool. Distance runners, I respect you.
Yeah.
Half of a cool thing. I just.
I feel
I
like
don't...
actual distance runners don't need to advertise.
No. How about. Okay. Guys who direct traffic despite not having the authority to direct traffic. Like when you're in a parking lot and some guy's like waving you by.
Like the person.
Does anyone have the right to wave me by?
How about this? So we had a four-way stop today. This happened today. Four-way stop. I was west. I pulled up the stop sign, stopped before the person who was at east. North guy came in last.
he tried to go first, inch forward, then I was like, fuck you, I was here first. So I turned left and then looked over. He's waving on the person who was east, and even though he was last, like, what are you doing? Like, of course he was next.
That qualifies in this. Like people who wave you on when you have the right of way.
I was here like a full 2 seconds before. Fuck off.
I'm with you. Nah. See, this is good stuff.
This is what America.
Okay, how about this?
We're losing so many listeners.
This is good. No, this is great.
Yep.
When people ride in your car and touch your stereo or your air conditioning, leave it the fuck alone. If I want to, if I want the air on, I'll turn the goddamn air on in my car.
I don't mind. So okay? I'm not.
Unless
so much,
you're, it's different with like your wife or what. Yeah, I get that.
I don't mind it so much, but the worst is when they start wiping your dashboard because there's a little dust. Like, I know there's dust. Okay. Like, just leave all it. Right. It's not affecting you.
And there's and there's an exception for people that you are extremely close to.
Oh yeah,
but if we don't have that kind of relationship, which is everyone but about three people in my whole entire world, maybe two.
Nobody likes us.
Don't touch my.
It's just us
stereo.
And our significant others and our family.
Yeah, you literally. Other than the two that, people are you and my wife that can touch my shit, and I still like
my
it.
Dashboard.
So now we're violent. Okay, same vein. People who don't listen to the whole song before changing it. You don't like it that much, so don't put it on. I hate you.
Yeah, no, I get that. The shuffles.
People who think Adam Sandler's still funny.
I don't think he's funny, but I'm of the crowd. Like, I'm not going to say this is my original idea. Like, that makes me angry when people have this. But he is smart as hell. Like, he's just making money for his friends. He's
making money, but he's not.
Like,
money.
I don't blame him. I don't hate him, but I hate his movies.
Yeah, so I went on a little Adam Sandler run here. People who think the movie Grown Ups is funny, just don't talk to me. Don't talk to me about Grown Ups. Literally don't talk to me ever, because we have nothing to say to each other.
Unless it's Adam Sandler saying, do you want to be in the next Grown Ups, and you'll get like $3 million.
Then I'll say, hell yeah, I do.
I love these movies so much now.
Same thing. People who think bathroom humor is funny. Sorry, I'm a grown man. I don't think like fart jokes are funny.
Oh no, unless it's self-aware.
And, like, pooping
but...
in a pool. No. Oh, pooping in a swimming pool. That's so funny for a
that was
55
done in like
freaking
the 70s by Caddyshack, and that was the pinnacle of poop humor.
All right, so moving on from Adam Sandler.
Yep.
People that say stoked. Sorry, hate you.
I'm stoked that you said that.
Moving on. That is what it is. People who think they can offer you parenting advice because they have nieces and nephews. And I'm talking about, like, it's always like,
this is an overlap. This is an overlap.
Yeah. It's always like a waitress at Cheesecake Factory or like a guy who works at Bed Bath & Beyond. Oh, here's what you need to try. And trust me, I have nephews. No, I don't trust you. They like you because you're a novelty and you're in their life for a half hour every 2 weeks.
I have to say, I feel like this is a conflicting viewpoint, though. My whole thing.
I got you.
If America remembers, my thing was people who say you can't judge parents because you're not a parent yourself. Are you...
Okay. I think they're different. Like, even if you're not a parent, but you see a pregnant woman, like, smashing beers and smoking crack, like, I feel like you can judge her.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
This is like you telling me like the best way to get my own kid, who I spend every day of my life with, to, you know, like, eat his food because you have a nephew you see once every month. Like, it's...
Oh yeah, I'm not gonna tell someone how to, like, so I have a nephew, and, you know, he's constantly, you know, he constantly talks about me, and that makes me feel great. You know, that's awesome. But at the same time, I'm not going to tell someone, listen, I have a nephew. He's just the best. You need to do
this. Here's how you...
I'm not going
to
give someone parenting advice.
Here's how you get him to take a bottle. That's what I'm talking
about. Listen, if you're...
You can judge people.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to judge you. Like, oh, you bring your kid McDonald's every fucking night? Yeah, I'm going to judge you.
Or, like, it's 95 degrees and there's no clouds, and you brought your 2-month-old pale baby to the zoo with no... hat on or whatever, like,
yeah,
you can judge that.
No, yeah,
that's
like
fine.
Point of differentiation between us, like, I love heavy metal music, people bring like an infant child to that, like, what are you doing? Even if they have earplugs, yeah. Okay. They don't want to fucking
see,
be
we're on
there.
The same page then.
Yeah, no, yeah,
okay,
thank you.
Okay, people who watch MMA and subsequently think they can do MMA,
tap out shirt wearers.
I hate that.
I got it.
MMA is fine,
yeah,
but that is the worst side effect of it, is everyone's like, oh man, I could take him down and do a little triple guillotine choke.
That connects
on him,
to your
down.
Football
no.
comment though. I feel like that connects perfectly up with that.
If you tried to do one push-up, you'd have like a heart attack. You couldn't guillotine choke some guy because you watched somebody do
no,
it.
No, I don't like it, but if you take a shin to the abs, you know, you're gonna be down.
Nobody does that with other sports, though, because you would call them on it. Like, people don't want to fight each other just, like, in the middle of, like,
okay,
work.
I gotcha.
But, like, you don't see people who watch LeBron James say, oh, I'd do a 360 dunk on him and break the backboard. Like, nobody says that because
then
people would be like,
in that,
go,
in that
okay,
in
do
regard,
it.
you know, it's the movie Airplane, you know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, you know. I'm busting my ass every night, you know, going back and up and down the court, you know, because the kid's dad's calling him out. It's that kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
It happens in other sports, but, you know, it's not as aggressive as freaking MMA.
I hate that. I don't hate MMA. It's fine.
No, MMA's
if you
fine,
like it.
You know.
Just if you think you can do it, you're wrong.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with MMA.
Okay. Vanity plates that just reiterate what type of car it is. Like, I'm looking at the car.
WRX for life.
Oh, but it says, yeah, it says my MX-5.
Oh, yeah. That's your car?
Oh, shit.
I couldn't read the thing that's
and it's an MX-5? Oh, crap. I had no idea.
Keep going. Bastards. I want them.
Stick families on the back of minivans.
Oh, God, that's just... Rape is central.
Oh, that's so cool. You have 3 kids and 2 dogs. It'll help me follow you home.
I will say,
like, what is that even helping someone do?
I will say, I appreciate my dad's thought that he wanted just one large man and then like 50 children stickers on the back.
That would be funny. Ironic stick figure families. Fine. But like, why are you advertising how many people are in your house?
Like, yeah.
The only person that helps is like a robber.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like you're getting like creepers coming up to your kids now. Whatever. Keep going.
Okay. And then the last one that came to my head.
Oh,
the half
we're
hour
through
I
it.
About this. Yeah. Anyone who starts a sentence with, so I heard on Dr. Oz that.
I feel like. Okay. I feel like that's added to my hatred list is people who talk about Dr. Oz as if everyone doesn't
so
already
Dr. Oz said
Dr.
chocolate
Oz.
Can actually be healthy. Yeah. He can say whatever the hell he wants, but that doesn't make it true.
No.
Yep. All right. So, unfortunately, America, if you qualify as any of those things, we hate you.
God, we're just...
But...
I mean, I hate...
Don't feel bad. Like, okay, don't feel so bad because we actually hate most people and things.
And I'm gonna... I should add the qualifier, too, that I hate us for doing this podcast, too, this topic, because... People
yeah,
just complain
us.
About shit. That's so... This is just...
I'm just getting it out there.
Yeah, no, like...
Like, maybe somebody out there will be like, oh, maybe I shouldn't direct traffic when I don't have the authority.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we'll help
them.
We're
saying... We're hating these things as if we have some kind of authority, but we are nobodies.
Well, no, I just, like, maybe
listen,
somebody out there has been
we have 11 Twitter
hatred.
Followers. We're big shit.
Maybe somebody out there has been harboring... A hatred of, you know, rolled up jean cuffs. And now they're like, oh, I have somebody to talk to now. You know? A caveman who won't tell me his last name or his occupation.
And listen, I feel like America should take solace because I'm vetoing further hatred episodes from this podcast.
All right.
I'm saying this
you
pitch
can't veto
of
further hatred.
Of, you know, the hatred podcast, I'm saying... No, I'm saying no, I'm not. We're not making the podcast about this.
I hate vetoes.
We're not.
It wasn't people we hate. It was things that make us angry.
I hate Phil Collins.
But we hate those people.
I hate Phil Collins. Listen, I know it's mostly because Steve Hackett left Genesis, but.
I remember.
It's not a bad song. I'll admit it's not bad songs, but it's not the same. We need to end it. I'm going to keep going. Do you me to keep going? Just read us. Send
shut
us out.
Mouth.
I'm going to just talk about. I can't. Just send us out. I'm just going to
keep talking. If you like the show, which you obviously don't.
His voice is similar to Peter Gabriel's, but it's not the same as Peter Gabriel's. But, you know, he could have. They just should have just named the band
shut
something.
Up.
What?
Shut up. It's all right. No one made it this far anyway.
I hate people who made it this far.